Of course, there's no need to give him up. Have somebody else from time to time, that's all. He has other girls, doesn't he?
Lenina admitted it.
Of course he does. Trust Henry Foster to be the perfect gentleman, always correct. And then there's the director to think of. You know what a stickler.
Nodding. He patted me on the behind this afternoon, said Lenina.
There you see,
Fanny was triumphant.
That shows what he stands for. The strictest conventionality.
Stability, said the controller. Stability. No civilization without social stability. No social stability without individual stability. His voice was a trumpet. Listening, they felt larger, warmer. The machine turns, turns, and must keep on turning forever. It is death if it stands still. 1,000 millions scrabbled the crust of the earth. The wheels began to turn. In 150 years, there were 2,000 million. Stop all the wheels. In 150 weeks, there are once more only 1,000 millions. 1,000, 1,000, 1,000 men and women have starved to death. Wheels must turn steadily, but cannot turn untended. There must be men to tend them, men as steady as the wheels upon their axles, sane men, obedient men, stable in contentment.
Crying, my baby, my mother, my only, only love. Groaning, my sin, my terrible God, screaming with pain, muttering with fever, bemoaning old age and poverty. How can they tend the wheels? And if they cannot tend the wheels, the corpses of 1,000, 1,000, 1,000 men and women would be hard to bury or burn.
And after all, Fanny's tone was coaxing, it's not as though there were anything painful or disagreeable about having one or two men besides Henry. And seeing that you ought to be a little more promiscuous...
Stability, insisted the controller, stability. The primal and the ultimate need, stability. Hence, all this.
With a wave of his hand, he indicated the gardens, the huge building of the conditioning center, the naked children furtive in the undergrowth or running across the lawns. Lenina shook her head.
Somehow, she mused, I hadn't been feeling very keen on promiscuity lately. There are times when one doesn't. Haven't you found that too, Fanny?
Fanny nodded her sympathy and understanding.
But one's got to make the effort, she said sententiously. One's got to play the game. After all, everyone belongs to everyone else.
Yes, everyone belongs to everyone else. Lenina repeated slowly, and, sighing, was silent for a moment. Then, taking Fanny's hand, gave it a little squeeze.
You're quite right, Fanny, as usual.
I'll make the effort.
Impulse arrested spills over, and the flood is feeling, the flood is passion, the flood is even madness.
It depends on the force of the current, the height and strength of the barrier. The unchecked stream flows smoothly down its appointed channels into a calm well-being. The embryo is hungry, day in, day out. The blood surrogate pump unceasingly turns its 800 revolutions a minute. The decanted infant howls. At once a nurse appears with a bottle of external secretion. Feeling lurks in that interval of time between desire and its consummation. Shorten that interval. Break down all those old, unnecessary barriers.
Fortunate boys, said the controller. No pains have been spared to make your lives emotionally easy, to preserve you, so far as that is possible, from having emotions at all.
Ford's in his flivver, murmured the DHC. All's well with the world.